Pastor Shlach, as we know, as Rashi brings, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, the famous send for yourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself would not want this sending of the spies, the best thing, just to accept what Hashem says, go into the land, have faith. But we also know from Parshas Lech Lecha that Lecha has a positive connotation also. As there we see Lech Lecha, when Hashem told Avraham Avinu that it's for his benefit. So we can ask here also, what is the positive side that there could be to this Lecha? And one Pshat, as my wife said, at our Shabbos table, during our Parsha discussion, that you can say that if they passed this test, even with the spies, and they did, like Yoshua and Kalev said they should, that would have been a positive. That would have been for their benefit. Another pshat, which Rav Shiva Shlita mentions, is the fact that we know if they would have come into Eretz Yisrael right now, Moshe Rabbeinu would not be with them. As we know from last week's parsha, the nevuah that Yoshua gave, and other places, that Moshe Rabbeinu would have died now, and the Yidden would enter Eretz Yisrael. Of course, we don't have to worry about Moshe Rabbeinu. He would not have lost anything as far as he's concerned. Olam Vo'ed, the greatest schar in Olam Haba, forever after. But for himself, in another respect, and for the Yidden as a whole, each and every individual, now they have 40 more years of the Rebbe, the greatest Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, looking at that, it's a very positive point. Even though, of course, if you asked Moshe Rabbeinu or anyone else, they would, of course, said, better to have to go to Eretz Yisrael and pass the test, and Moshe Rabbeinu go straight to Gan Eden forever after, than to fail and have this positive aspect in this way. You see again, as we mentioned in Parshas Bamidbar, the importance of the names, how the Gemara mentions, how you can darshan from the names of Meir, understood from names, the character. And we see in the Pesukim as it stresses in Pasuk Dalet Ve'elish Mosam, Pasuk Tezayin, Elish Mosam Hashem. In fact, we can bring a Pasuk from Tanakh that points this out. In the Haftorah in Parshas Noso, by Shimshon's father, when he says to the Malach, Mi Shemecha, Vayomer Manoach HaMalach Hashem Mi Shemecha. Notice, it doesn't say Ma Shemecha, Mi Shemecha, who is your name? Meaning that says it all. That in the name we can know what the person is. Of course, there's always the ability to choose between Tzaddik and Rasha. And that's what we can see here by the names, just to take a few. As it starts out, for instance, Shamua ben Zakur in Pasuk Dalet for Reuven, Shevet Reuven. So we can say, Shamua, he listens well. The point is, well is he going to listen to? The Yetzer Hara or the Yetzer Tov? Namate Shimon, Shafat ben Chori, Shafat, he judges, and again, which way will he judge? A kolev, according to the lave, again, which way? As we know, Baruch Hashem, by Kalev, he went the right way. And down the line, also, as far as the name Yehoshua, as we see, Rashi brings down from Chazal, that Moshe Rabbeinu added the Yud, because he was mispalfim, that he should be saved from the Atzas, Maraglim. So we can ask, Moshe Rabbeinu, Chas V'Shalom, prejudice? Why him, of all the Maraglim, should he choose to add a letter to be mispalfim that way? So the Eish Dos gives a beautiful teretz. He explains it is dafka because Yehoshua, more than any of them, would be more liable, Chas V'Shalom, to slip up. Why? Being the number one Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, the great Ahava, which they had for each other, especially being the Talmud Muvik. As we know, last week's Parsha, when Yehoshua heard what the Nevuah by Eldad and Medad was, he said, Adoni Moshe Kohen. So here also, that's the point. Yehoshua, because of his great love for his Rebbe, and the fact that he knows what will happen, as we mentioned before, if the Yidden do wind up going to Eretz Yisrael Miyad, his seichel, his das, might be clouded and giving in to the svaris, or whatever might be said for the tzad to give a negative report. So therefore, adarabah, because he was more Chas V'Shalom likely to slip up, he needed this extra protection, so to speak, to make the playing field even, equal. In Pasuk Zion, Rashi points out that Moshe Rabbeinu sent them up by way of the south, which is, so to speak, the worst part of Eretz Yisrael, because in general we see merchants, they'll show the solas first and then they'll show the better goods, merchandise. So Rav Moshe Zatzal asks in Dorosh Moshe, it's the other way around. Merchants will first want to show the best, trying to make the customers think that this is all they have, all their goods are so great. And Rav Moshe says that pshat is that we're talking about here, speaking with Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, that the merchants we're talking about are the righteous ones, the honest ones. Those merchants will show the psalis. They don't want to fool the customers. They want to make sure that they understand what they have. They have better, isn't it? Hey, but this, you should know, is the worst of what I have. And we see in Pasuk of days, when it mentions that Kalev went to Hebron. In fact, here, as Rashi brings from Chazal, we have a source for visiting the Kibbutz Yavos, the graves of our ancestors, to be mispalled there. And we see in that pasuk, as Rosh Hashiva Shlita points out, the two tzadim, the Yetzer and Yetzer Tov, working here for the Meraglim. And here speaking about Kalev. First it says, V'sham achimon shai shai v'salma yilidu anak. These giants. So looking at it, as the Ramraglam themselves said, How can we possibly conquer such giants? And on the other way, Hebron. And as Rashi explained from Chazal, the best, most fertile land was Tzoan Mitzrayim. And yet Hebron was 7 times more fertile than Tzoan Mitzrayim. To show you the great bracha that Hashem gives out of the ordinary. To show you that rocky ground, as Rashi brings down, Hebron, you don't have more rocky ground. Again, like we said before, with the south, the Psylus, and Hebron. And yet, Hashem made it that it should become 7 times more fertile than the most fertile in the world. To show you that you can rely on Hashem for anything. Just have emunah, betachon. Not only that, as the Rosh Hashiva Shvita points out, we see that it was for Bnei Yisrael the fertility. The brachas of the land were b'schus Bnei Yisrael. And even the goyim get benefit from that. If the goyim of all time would learn that lesson, they would treat the Yidden with the greatest respect, a kavod. As the Gemara says, the bayis, the Beis Hamikdash, if the goyim knew what they were destroying, they would never have touched it, because kabbanas were brought even for the goyim. They benefited. When the Bnei Yisrael are in any land, the land benefits. Hashem gives that blessing. And that's why also in Mitzrayim, when the Yidden came, as we see even when Yaakov Avinu came down to Paro, the bracha, and because of his coming, how the land was blessed, the famine stopped. And even the whole time that they were there, they had extra bracha because of the Yidden. And how long were the Yidden there? 210 years. And how long did they have this extra bracha because of the Yidden? Tzoan tells you, the gematria, 210 years. When they left, they took these extra brachas with them. And that's especially true in Eretz Yisrael, that when the Yidden are about to enter, to come in, we see the blessings coming forward, coming forth. As Rosh Hashiva points out in Parshas B'Chukosai, in Paparos, B'Chochmah, the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Vav, Vatem orei Yisrael anbechem titenu uferichem tistu lami Yisrael ki v'kerovu lovo. They are about to enter. And we saw that by the Canaan, Eretz Canaan too. And all these brachas that the Yidden are seeing now, the Meraglim, are only because the Bnei Yisrael, to see that it's for them. That's why it's happening. These extra special brachas. In Pasuk Lamed Aleph, when the Meraglim come back and say one of the things that they mention, Ki chazak hu mimenu, that they can't go up to Eretz Yisrael. As we know, mimenu can mean either from us or from him. And in general, you can tell by the context which one it refers to. And here, as Rashi points out from Chazal, from the Gemara and Saita, that they also meant Kliyoko HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So we have to understand, men, as great as they are, but they go that far after seeing everything they saw, And as Rashi says before from Chazal, that at this time before they were Ksherim, Tzaddikim, what happened? So one pshat that the Rosh Hashanah wants to give, he says that we keep a Melamed Zchus. That pshat here, it's still wrong and an Aveira, but what the meaning is here, that they said, we all know the way Hashem set up this world. It's up to us to get the good or the bad, reward or punishment. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyor shamayim. Hashem could do anything, of course. He's infinite in everything. But that's the way he wanted this world set up. As the Gemara in Tainis says, from the Pasuk in Koholis, when the Bnei Yisrael are doing the right things, Hashem will help them. If they're not, he can't. So it's up to us to turn the switch. On or off. Good or bad. And that's pshat here. They were saying that Bnei Yisrael, the slip-ups that they did in the past, they will only slip up. They will not be able, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where we know as the Ramban, in Vayikra, and this is true in all places and times, more is expected of a person in the greater place of Kedusha he is. When he's surrounded by more Kedusha, more is expected of him. And that's the same with Eretz Yisrael. Especially there, if they chas v'shalom will slip up, that in the chutz la'aretz might not as be as harsh as in Eretz Yisrael gufa. And that's point here, that they are stronger because the Bnei Yisrael will not be able to keep the madrega that they should. But of course, we know that it was still wrong of them, that they should have understood if Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, "May HaKadosh Baruch Hu," that we should go into the land. They know best. And they know if we're not capable, they would not tell us. Hashem doesn't say to do something for the bad of the person. It's for its greatest good. And that was a mishtake. As the Mishnah Avos says, if you don't go mitzvah goreres mitzvah, chas v'shalom go aveira goreres aveira. And that would be the pshat we could say in Pasuk Yud later on, in Perek Yud Dalet, when it mentions that vayomer kol eido lirgom osam, and Chazal darshan here also, Rachman Litzlan, what is meant by osam, along the lines of before, because that's where the Yetzer Hara can lead you to the utmost evil, as the Yetzer Tov can lead you to the utmost good. And the Rosh Hashiva Shlita says that how do we know also for all generations how to use the Mimenu, that it should be from us and from him for the positive? We can see that from the tefillah on Yom HaNaroyim, the tefillah of tshuva, tefillah utztaka, ma'avirin esrei ha'gzeira, that's how we'll have the benefit of all the greatest good. Because what is above the tshuva, tefillah utztaka? Over tshuva is the word som. Over tefillah, kol. Over tzedakah, mamon. If you add up the gematria of each of these words, male with the vav would be 136. That's the mimenu, which is also 136. It will come from us, and if it comes from us, it will come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we completely do that tshuva, tefila, utzdaka, the way Hashem wants us all to do. Keni hiratzon. In Pasuk Yudzayin, Yigdal is written with a large yud. And the Rosh Hashivik says, we can say that the yud is symbolizing the fact that in Pasuk Beis, it says how HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they tested him 10 times. Hayinasu osi ze esetomim. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is using all his powers, so to speak, of persuasion through tefillah in order to bring about the forgiveness for even this 10th time, the yud. And we can also say, to stress the 10th meter, which is Nosi Adam, and to stress the Aseres HaDibros, to bring to mind again the Na'aseh V'Nishma that was mentioned, said by Bnei Yisrael at that time. After Revi, before Chamishi, we see that after the Yidden are informed of their sin and punishment, that they do an amazing thing, that they want to show that they will now go in Eretz Yisrael. And despite Moshe Rabbeinu telling them that they will be transgressing the will of Hashem again by doing such a thing, there are those that still go up and do it. And they want to show it through a tshuva. I would like to say what might have been going through their minds was the following. That they felt that just as they transgressed the will of Hashem in the negative before by not going, willing to be going to Eretz Yisrael, so now they felt that this is, so to speak, maybe a test, that they have to show that they'll just do the opposite. Now they will go at all costs, no matter what. They will enter Eretz Yisrael like Hashem wanted them to do before. And that's the point here. But of course, they were still wrong. That's the koach of the Yetzer Hara. We might see it better, or else it's incredible how they could be thinking in tshuva terms and doing this. But we can also learn a great lesson. How ein chachma vein tvuna vein etzel neged Hashem, as the Pasuk in Mishlei says. That if Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, is telling you, don't be smarter. Prime example of the Pasuk in Koheles also. Al tihi tzadik harbe v'al tischakam yotzer. Lama tishomein. Point was to be so strong and obstinate before, when Hashem, when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him to go into Eretz Yisrael without any questions. And as there are those who explain in Pasuk Lamed Gimel before, in Perek Yud Gimel, Vanhi Beinenu Kachagavim V'chein Oinu Beineyem, when we were in our eyes as grasshoppers, and so we were in their eyes. What is pshat? That is, when you are, when you feel inferior, that's the way other people look at you. If you are strong, if you are doing the right thing and confident about it, then it will be reciprocated by how others look at you also. Perek Tetzvav, right after the sin of the Meraglim, the punishment that's mentioned. So it begins with consoling them, giving them nechama, that they will go into Eretz Yisrael, bring kabanos, talks about the nesachim. And the Rosh Hashiva itself, the Meishin Darash Meisha, says we can still ask, why does it pick this mitzvah of Nesachim to be Samech to the miracle. And he explains, because when we examine it, when a person brings a korban voluntarily, it is put upon him b'chiyuv, obligatory, the nesachim, the libations, as they say in English. And what is this showing? This is showing that the Mishnah in Ovid says, schar mitzvah mitzvah. If a person adds kedusha to himself by taking upon himself a mitzvah, more mitzvahs, that's what we say in the bracha, shekedushanu b'mitzvah sof. So Hashem in return will give him more zchusim, put upon him more obligations, to give him the greatest schar. And that's why it's showing the same thing by the Meraglim, that they failed those 10 Meraglim. But Kalev and Yoshua, who passed the test, took it upon themselves to listen to Hashem the way they should. What did Hashem do? He gave them more things. He gave him more responsibility. Yeah. As it said in the Pesukim in Lamed Hey, for instance, Yoshua ben Nun v'Chali ben Yefune chayu min ha'anoshim mahim ha'olchim asuras ha'oretz. And that, says Rashi, points out also, shenatu chelkom shemalaglim be'eretz v'kamu tachteyim l'chayim. Becoming the administer of the Yerusha also, and Kalev permanently the Nasi Yehuda, all because of what they took upon themselves. Lach ends off with the Pasha of Tzitzis. And as Rashi mentions, V'losa Surach Re'levavchem, just like Mitur Oretz, which I would say Rashi has in mind also, that just like the spies that were sent out, the Tura Oretz, that we should not, like them, go astray, but do the right way, keep up the right path. And it's interesting, it says in Pasuk Lamed Tes, V'yelachem l'tzitzis r'yisem oso u'zichartem es komitzros Hashem v'atzisem osam. And again it says in Pasuk Mem, l'man tizgru v'atzisem es komitzros soy. Why this seeming double lashon, a repetition of it would seem the same thing? And I would say that pshat is that in the Pasuk Lamed Tes, it's saying Reisam Oso, seeing the tzitzis and then remembering the mitzvahs of Hashem and to do them. But what Pasuk Mem is saying, that is supposed to lead to the ideal, that we shouldn't need any aids or reminders to do the mitzvahs of Hashem, but our own, always doing and fulfilling His will to the utmost. Not just sometimes, but continually. Not needing any help, so to speak, only from Hashem. And the Mir Hashem, we should all be on that madriga always, to fulfill His will to the utmost. Tamid me'atav yad olam. Rosh Hashivan Papa Rose mentions the Gemara in Chulin, how the Tchelis is to remind us of the Shechina, Tkif Yaakovoid, which was the same color. And the Bnei Yisrael was like to have the Shechina from the time they entered the land until the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, when they had the Mishkan before and the Beis HaMikdash Gufa, for a period of 850 years, the Gematria of Tchelis. Mi'etz Hashem, we should be Zeicher to the third Beis HaMikdash forever after. Hashta Bagolov Zman Kuriv. To mention something from the Haftorah, we see from the Haftorah how great tzaddikim and be zeichet to have the revelation of the secrets of the universe. We notice that Rachav, when she hides the two miraglim that were sent by Yeshua, Kalev and Pinchas, who passed the test. But the pasuk says, "Batiko hisha shneho anoshim batitz beno." It says it in the singular, and she hid him, even though she took both of those miraglim, hid them on the roof. And as Rashi brings down from Chazal, is to tell us, Batitz Benoi, there was only one she had to hide. Pinchas knew the secret of invisibility and was invisible to the ones who came to check to see where they were. So the first invisible man actually was not H.G. Wells' invisible man, but it was Pinchas. And may we all be zeicher to reach the highest madrigas of these great tzaddikim.